It's The Bill Murphy Show. A daily one-on-one 30-minute interview featuring people from all walks of life. Available daily at BillMurphyShow.com. And now, here's your host, Bill Murphy.
And this is your digital broadcast for Monday, October 18th, 2010. Welcome to a new week of new shows, including a new Music Friday coming up on Friday. Don't forget, the show is always brought to you by Lulu's Bait Shack. Fresh Florida seafood, gigantic fishbowl drinks, and live music, including Lulu's live original music night happening again Wednesday night. So come on out and see two great bands playing for you, brought to you by Southern Comfort and Lulu's Bait Shack. We're very glad that these folks are bringing original music to a live venue in Broward County, and it just we got it started off with a big bang last week, and it's just going to keep going. So get in touch with me at murph@billmurphyshow.com if you want to be part of a Lulu's original music night and get your band showcased there. We're into hockey season. We got the Florida Panthers home opener underway just this past Saturday night, and we're also in the Halloween season. Yes, there is a season for Halloween, and some people celebrate it and recognize it more than others, and Lenny Rapp is one of those guys that really does embrace it, because he's got one of the most popular Halloween costume shops in South Florida. It is Masquerade Costumes in Hollywood, Florida, on Hollywood Boulevard, actually 5801 Hollywood Boulevard, and we recently paid a visit to Lenny in the store and got an on-location interview with him and a brief tour of the store, and this is how that went.
So here we are on location with Lenny Rapp, owner of Masquerade Costumes, 5801 Hollywood Boulevard in Hollywood, Florida. Just in time for everybody to make their Halloween plans. Lenny, thanks for being on with me today.
Well, thank you.
So this is the time of year where Masquerade Costumes gets incredibly busy. And do you just kind of gear up all year long leading up to Halloween? Is this the one really, really busy time for you all year?
Luckily, no. Not in this store and in our other store, which was in Lauderhill. This store has been here for 36 years. The other store has been in there for 19 years. And so we've developed a nice little following for other times. Our second busiest time is Purim time, which is a Jewish holiday that revolves around Mardi Gras. Not revolves around per se, but is at the same time as the Mardi Gras and the Renaissance Festival.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that was such a costume-based...
Very much so.
Holiday.
And it's a very festive time in the Jewish religion where the Jews had a tragedy that never happened. It never happened. It could have wiped them out.
Tell me more about that.
Well, it goes back to biblical times where, and some of the Jews are not going to be too happy with me because I'm Jewish and I don't know the entire story.
Uh-oh.
But it was involving a king and a queen, and the king wanted to exterminate all the Jews.
Whoa.
And the queen stopped it from happening. And at that time, extermination would have wiped out an entire race.
Right.
And so it didn't happen. So it's a very festive time. Until about 10, 15 years ago, it was basically just your king and queen style costumes. And now, as long as you don't get too sexy or too gory, anything goes.
Oh, okay.
And we'll get Halloween crowds in here then.
And you said that's in the spring?
That's generally in February or March. The Jewish calendar is a revolving calendar. It's not specific to a date.
Gotcha.
Like Halloween is or Christmas is here. It varies, but it's generally about that time.
It's one of my favorite things about this show is that I learn something new every single day from my guests. Now, how did you get into costumes?
My wife's mother started this place in the early 70s at home, where she used to make costumes for the local baseball industry, sewing things onto the baseball uniforms.
Oh, cool.
And the word spread, and she did beauty pageants and actually did a Sprite commercial and a Kodak commercial back in the early 70s.
So basically, at that point, everything was handmade.
Everything was handmade by her. And then in the about 1973, 1974, her husband said, I'm tired of stepping on sequins and needles and pins in the house. Get out of here and go open a store.
Wow.
So she opened up a store about 100 feet down from where we are now at 57th and Hollywood Boulevard. And that was in 1974. And so that store was open from 1974 till about 1996 when she took on a partner.
So what stands there now? in that location.
It's a liquor store, actually.
But you still probably look upon it fondly as a sacred ground to you.
It was there a long, long time, exactly. So she ran that business for quite a long time. And then my wife, her daughter, took part of the inventory in 1991 and opened up a second store in Lauderhill.
Uh-huh.
And she gave the business here to her partner, who did not do near as well. And by 1996, the store was floundering. And I had been in another type of business. I was an accountant for many years.
Okay.
So going from accountants to costumes, kind of a big jump.
And did you find accounting boring at all?
No, I didn't. I enjoyed it. What the guy I was working with was terrific, and we had a great relationship, and I was the guy behind the scenes.
Right.
So I didn't see anybody. So to jump from behind the scenes to the front in here was quite traumatic. But we did it. We did it. It was actually in September of 96 that I moved into the store and started working there. And we turned it around. In 2001, we moved here to this much bigger building. And so now I have both places.
And the Lauderhill place opened up at this...
In 1991.
In 91, okay.
Right, and my wife runs that one, and we run this one. So it's definitely family business. Second generation family, and you met the third one, Scarlett, who is my daughter, who is now jumping ahead of me as far as knowledge and ability and patience.
So if all goes as planned, it'll continue to be a family business for a long time.
There's no pressure on her. She's still young, and she's going to school now, so... You don't know what the future is going to hold, but in the meantime, it's well run. You know, family is always going to be the best way to run your business.
So how about the dynamics of that career transition from accounting to costumes? A completely different animal?
From the standpoint of being out in the public, it's completely different.
All right, yeah.
Absolutely different.
So you never really had to go like face-to-face with, customers
before. Not in the accounting field.
Right.
To put myself through school, I was in sales. So, and I sold what was then high-end audio.
Okay.
And some of your listeners are going to remember the names like Tanberg and Revox, Macintosh, Bang & Olufsen.
Right.
And at that time, Yamaha and Mitsubishi.
So big Macintosh, tube amplifiers and stuff?
It was after tubes, but okay. Yes, we still had some tubes in there.
Okay, now you're getting into this geeky, techie sort of territory that I love so much.
It was terrific. And the benefit to me at that time was that I was able to learn how to sell. Not from a standpoint of just pointing to something and selling it as a mass producer. When you're dealing with the wealthy, when you're dealing with the people who can afford it, they tend to know what they want.
Right.
So I wasn't just learning, I wasn't just pushing items, and I was actually learning to sell and learning how to sell to a person who was discriminate. There's always the big differences. The way I always used to put it was and I'm not trying to knock Fords or Chevys, but a Ford and a Chevy will get you there just like the Porsche will. It's how do you want to get there?
Right.
And that's the way I look at it.
I was never a big fan of sales, never got along with sales jobs before. I always felt like you had to force people into buying things they didn't want, to make money. But in that one, you really didn't have to do much of that in when you're selling that kind of stuff.
I tried not to. My first sales job out of when I first started at college was part-time, was with more of a mass distributor.
Mm-hmm.
Not like today's stores, not like your Circuit Cities, although that's not a good example.
No, not a good one.
But not like your Best Buys or any of those types. These were small individual chains that sold above department store lines,
sure,
but not quite the high end that we were talking about. And so it was a lot busier then, but at the same time, you still learn to sell.
And did you hang on to any of the relics that you were selling back then?
Yeah, I actually still have the Mitsubishi Linear turntable.
Nice.
I haven't played it in quite a while, but I still have that. And I had, until about 8 or 10 years ago, the Macintosh power amp and preamp that I used. I actually traded it with my old boss back in Houston, where I sold this stuff, for a Nakamichi receiver.
Nice.
And I used that for many years. And now I'm using actually an Outlaw receiver, which most people have never heard of, but it's an internet brand. You can only buy it through the internet.
Really?
So I'm using an Outlaw receiver, and I'm using Axiom speakers as well. And these are also internet lines, so you can't hear them in any store.
Wow, this is fascinating. I'm going to go hunt all this stuff down as soon as I get home. Well, that was a nice little tangent we went on. Let's try to take a little bit of a a little bit of an audio tour of the store. I know we don't have the visual to go along with it. Let's start with this area that we're in right now. This looks like the sexy-ish kind of lingerie female stuff. And everything seems to be like packaged in these, you know, these hanging poly bag filled costumes. Are you just basically a distributor at this point, and most of this stuff comes from wholesalers, or do you still do custom one of a kind stuff?
We do not. We started, as I mentioned in the beginning of the interview, Barbara, who originally did the place, did the custom made stuff. But business got to be good and just was too much. So now everything is purchased, although on our rentals, which we'll discuss in a little bit later, the rentals generally will have a pattern that we can pick from so that you can say, I want this color with this style, with this type of material. So getting the benefit of custom without the pricing of custom. But back to the sexy stuff. Until about 6 or 7, 8 years ago, sexy was French maids, nurses, that type of thing.
Candy stripers.
Exactly. And nowadays it is really opened up. Luckily we saw this coming quite a distance in advance.
Prep School Cutie is the name of one of these. Buccaneer Babe. Okay, this is the Shipwrecked Pirate.
Oh yeah, pirates are huge after the Johnny Depp show movie came out. And there's about 15 or 20 different styles ranging from conservative to very sexy. In our store we don't go into bedroom sexy.
Right.
Although, as I joke with the guys, these are the gifts that keep on giving.
Right.
So make sure.
But it's more of a novelty sexy than it is bedroom sexy.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And that's how you would describe it. And obviously, these outfits would not be confined to just Halloween. We're talking about this is for all occasion costume
Absolutely.
Parties and stuff.
As big as the industry has become, there are 70s parties, 2 to 3 70s parties a week.
Wow.
There's 50s parties about once a month. There's murder mysteries, and then the theme parties. So in this case, the theme parties are quite a bit in the way of pirates.
Wow. We so do quite to a think bit. That this is just primarily a Halloween business would be silly to say that.
It's not enough for a number of stores, but there's always going to be a couple of stores like us
right. In
every major city.
Let me ask you something. I personally have no clue when it comes to the creativity part of it, of picking out a good costume. Do you guys offer I guess you do by default, but sort of a consultation or coaching as far as like picking out the right costume? For instance, I've been invited to a themed Halloween party, and I wanted to try to do the most clever take on that theme. You guys can help me out with that decision, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We tend to know the eras. I particularly pride myself in knowing the eras.
Right.
So if someone comes in and says, I want to be a 1920s girl, what do I do? Whereas a lot of people will just point to whatever they think. In our case, we'll bring you over to the Flappers area, 1920s section, which we have. And just as we briefly discussed a little while ago, before the interview started, someone came in looking for a 1980s costume. And we talked about Field of Dreams, which was a 1989 movie. And so he said, all right, well, the Field of Dreams referred back to the 1920s baseball stars, so he bought a 1920s baseball, even though it was a 1980s. So you tend to push it a little bit.
Yeah, you see, there's an example of a costume where somebody has to look at it for a couple of minutes and go, you know, what's the deal there? Oh, okay.
And they think about it.
And at least it becomes a conversation, and then you're...
Exactly. And you push it a little bit sometimes beyond what it should be. Grease came out in 1978, but it's a 1950s show, so do you... Put that as 1970s, and you have so many people that want to dress up in the 1950s, and they're invited to the 70s, and they can't, and they get all disappointed.
Right.
So my job is to point you in the right direction, but obviously I'm not going to tell you not to buy.
Right.
It doesn't work that way.
And it's neat, because the more clever the costume is, the more conversation is struck up, and it sort of kickstarts your mingling at the parties, as it were. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Some of these things especially, for instance, we have a huge Afro wig. I mean, really huge. And so
squeezes through the doorway.
Almost. It's not like OJ did in Naked Gun.
Right.
But it's quite large. So I always say, whenever you walk in the store, the band is going to stop. That's my joke. Or this is what you can see from space.
Right.
So that's my thing when it comes to the wigs.
So we're less than 2 weeks away from Halloween 2010, and what so far has been the trendiest request you've had this season?
Well, we have the Avatar stuff, but the funny part about Avatar Hulk, Star Trek, Star Wars, as huge as those movies are, the costumes will just sell moderately. And the reason is because they're so phenomenal on screen. You're not going to...
You know, you won't match it.
It won't match it in a bag.
Right.
They're going to be a polyester when it came to the
you
Hulk.
You would probably want to be body painted if you wanted to do Avatar correctly.
Something like that. Now, some of them will come with masks, some won't.
Sure.
And we do provide
But that's a good
makeup.
Looking mask. Now, even right. with that mask, though, you would probably want to paint the rest of yourself, maybe.
Or, you know, in various different parts of your body. But Hulk, for instance, came, the muscles were silk screened onto a polyester t-shirt.
Right.
So you get a lot of people saying, I don't look like Hulk. I don't look like Star Wars. This is the Star Wars outfits are actually in another spot. But the costumes themselves are a fair depiction of what you saw, but they're certainly not going to be as good.
Right.
Just like Star Trek and Star Wars, there's some really serious people out there. And those people will always purchase. Excuse me, they'll always try to make their own stuff.
Right, but this line of stuff that you're carrying here, I can just tell by looking at them that they're not your basic like department store Halloween section stuff you'll find. This is a little higher grade, isn't it? I mean, it looks like there's a lot more attention to detail in what they put together here.
Some of it is similar to what you find at other stores. I mean, I'd be foolish to say otherwise.
Right.
But we try to carry the lines that not everybody's carrying. Now, when it comes to the licensed stuff, your Disney stuff, your Hanna-Barbera, your Superman, Marvels, and so on, those are the licensed costumes. And so you can't go elsewhere for those.
I see.
Okay, so you can only buy Superman from Ruby's, which is the manufacturer of that. They all have different grades of quality, anywhere from the padded muscle styles
I see.
To traditional, very thin polyester materials. And some of them will even offer rental quality stuff, which is leather and thicker materials. We try not to do rentals in this area on some of those things, not because we don't think we could sell it here, but because this is South Florida. And it's still a very good possibility that's going to be 90 degrees in October. And putting this stuff on, it's like sticking yourself into a toaster.
Right. Now you don't want to take that and
exactly,
give it to somebody else.
Exactly.
Afterwards.
We don't carry Catwoman in real leather.
Uh-huh.
Okay. For that type of reasons. And, you know, just to expand on that, there are fetish places that do very well with the leather items, and we don't compete with them.
Now, I would think at this point you would have to have inventory down to some sort of a special science. I mean, with trends changing so much, it must be tough to, you know, keep stuff going off the shelves after a while with trends and fads changing so constantly.
Oh, absolutely. It's always changing. As I mentioned, 6 years ago, sexy was French maids and nurses.
Right, right.
So now it's really anything. And we'll take you over in just a few moments.
So it's a careful process to try not to get too much of something.
Yes, and you have to almost, like with any business, you have to be a crystal ball reader.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because we purchased these items back in January. Our first show is in January.
Wow.
And our next one is in April. So by that time, the companies are starting to manufacture what they're going to be releasing to us in the later part of the summer months. So that's the misleading part. They'll come up with a whole section of costumes that they want mm-hmm. to produce this year. We, as the retailers, assemble in various different places, usually in Houston recently. And so if there's not enough demand for a specific costume, they will never produce it.
Right.
But what happens is these catalogs get onto the net and people see the stuff and then they start ordering.
I see.
And then we'll start ordering. So many of the items that these people see that they want are just not available.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the other thing. So there's always going to be a little bit of crystal ball style. How we do our business is we never go into any style with a lot of quantity, other than the things like Superman and Batman and Batgirl and Super Mario and some of the more popular ones that you need more. But our way we do our business is we'll have a ton of variety, mm-hmm. but only one or two sizes of each. So it reduces the likelihood that we're going to have a lot of excess inventory, but it also reduces, from the benefit of the consumer, it also reduces the likelihood that they'll see themselves at a party.
I gotcha. And I would say that the internet now changes things these days and probably makes things a little easier as far as getting instant feedback on what people are ordering and what they're looking at, and it kind of gives you, you can do it a little quicker, you can keep up with things.
It's a double-edged sword. We use our website as more of a business card than we do as a sales tool. We don't have a shopping cart on there. And because we don't keep a separate inventory of items for the store and items for right. for sale.
But trends are easier to follow now that the internet is kind of...
Yes, but at the same time, sometimes the trends are so fast that they disappear.
There you go.
For instance, Lady Gaga is very big in costumes now. We ourselves don't go into that because although she's an excellent performer, there's really not a tremendous amount of costume per se. It's more just fancier clothing.
Yeah.
So we don't know where that will be.
And she doesn't necessarily wear anything specific. It's something that's always changing for her too. And
just like with Cher.
Right.
You know, somebody comes in looking for a Cher wig. It's like, which era?
What is she doing this week?
So you've got short hair, you've got long hair, you've got the curly, you've got the bangs, you've got the no bangs. So it's that type of thing. And we have actually a beautiful, beautiful curly pirate, a black wig that can be slash.
Ah.
With a top hat and glasses. Could be Cher.
Sure. Howard Stern.
It could be Howard Stern.
Right.
Exactly. So when we look at things, all right, what else can we do with this?
Yeah, yeah.
A long Lady Gaga wig.
Right.
Blonde with bangs is also Paris Hilton.
That's part of being real creative with your costume, is trying to take something and making something else out of it.
And when it comes to the masks, except for things like Jason Mask and Michael Myers and those types of things, we generally will only buy one or two of each style.
I see.
So the people who are going to purchase those are not going to see themselves, unless, of course, they purchased it somewhere else.
I got you. That's true. You don't want to walk into a party with a mask on and see somebody else wearing the same mask.
And it will happen.
It will happen.
Especially not so much during Halloween time when there's a whole lot more available, but times of the year when it's a 70s party or a 50s party where they've got 50 or 75 people coming and they make it only a 1950s party.
Right.
Great. It's a nice theme, but... all you see are poodle skirts,
mm-hmm.
and all you see are Fonzie leather style jackets.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's all you see. So when I talk to somebody beforehand, it will be, make it 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Sure.
Or make it Hollywood, because then Hollywood provides movies, it provides television,
right.
It's cartoons.
You don't want to pigeonhole yourself into something too specific.
Exactly.
Well, so now as we make our way over to the rental area of your... Masquerade Costumes, 5801 Hollywood Boulevard. It's been here for years. Lenny Rapp is the owner who's giving us this audio tour of the area. And this is more expensive type clothing. It's actually clothing as compared to costumes. How do you make, you were making that distinction earlier. Explain that a little bit.
Right. The difference between this and the best way to describe it, the easiest way I find, is that when it comes to the Elvis Presley costume.
Yes.
You're not going to find a decent Elvis Presley costume in a bag.
In a bag, right.
Okay? You're going to find...
Look at this. Okay,
real clothing.
Right.
You don't have the
bedazzlement.
Jewels, jewels and the rubies and whatever else he put on his costumes. Silk screened onto it. They're actually out there. Has another style, which is a colonial.
This looks like something you'd see on the Sgt. Pepper cover.
Oh, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Similar type of a thing. This is colonial, and that's great for the Marie Antoinette area. So the difference between rental and the sales items is that the rentals are much more authentic period pieces.
Yeah.
So we have very little in the way of rentals when it comes to superheroes for the reasons we just described.
Much more authentic, too.
Much more authentic. Like behind you, the pimps.
Ooh.
Okay, so this is going to be a thicker velvet.
Right.
Much more authentic for the period. Same thing with things like the 1920s flapper girls.
Nice.
Okay, so more hand work done, thicker materials, more of a feeling of a dress than of just the thinner polyester materials that are part of the sale.
Now, to just give somebody an idea of a cost, like let's use the Elvis Presley, this full-on Elvis Presley suit rental, how much would somebody spend for something like
rental
that?
Rental is $75.
Wow.
And that includes the outfit, which is a one long-piece jumpsuit, the cape, and a belt.
Nice.
And we don't include the wig because we don't rent wigs for hygiene purposes.
I gotcha.
Many people who do this already own wigs because they've done it in the past.
I see.
If not, wigs are $23.
Yeah, so you might as well purchase it anyway. You don't want one that's been on somebody else's head anyway.
No, for hygiene purposes, we tend to stay away from those kinds of things. So here's where you're going to find the eras, like colonial, Southern Belles, the Renaissance is huge, Renaissance era, Middle Ages. or medieval era.
Right.
That would be very, very popular. Almost like Marie Antoinette or even some of the Cinderella styles are very reminiscent of that era.
Right.
Okay.
How crazy does things get last minute? You find people on Halloween day, the day before, just coming in here and frantic. Does it just make everything hectic for about 72 hours?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, you're hoping that actually occurs. You'd like everybody to purchase sporadically throughout the month to make it a nice smooth.
No.
But that's not the way people
work. Can't work out like that.
And it's not only those who are waiting for the last minute, but it's also those who are sitting at their cubicles one day and the boss pops them on the shoulder and says, oh, by the way, you're dressing tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
And that happens a lot. Or a party just came up. Let's have a party. Or let's do something. So you have a lot of those. More than not recently, and this sounds weird, but it's so true, more than not recently, we're getting people who have to buy their costumes again because the internet orders where they thought they were going to save a buck, or they thought that the product was going to be coming in, either didn't come in, came in the wrong size last year.
Or didn't look in person as good as it did online.
It never does. Think about how hard it is, especially for the ladies who have to go in and buy a size 4.
Right.
Well, in costumes, it's a small medium, which really represents 4 to 6 sizes.
I see.
So it could be anywhere between a small medium, could be anywhere between 4 and 10, or
right.
2 and 6. Mm. So those types of things. And last year they were getting notices, your costume will be delivered promptly on November 1st. So even though
happen.
Yeah, even though we, you know, we may lose a little bit in the beginning, we gain quite a bit at the end.
Wow.
With people who just realized that what they did was they made a mistake.
And then do you just take a nice little vacation on November 1st?
No. In this case, November 1st is going to be a Monday, so it's not going to be as busy. But in previous years, November 1st was sometimes on a Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And so many parties are on the Friday and the Saturday.
Right.
And so November 1st has been very, very
just
busy.
Just becomes another Halloween day for you.
Another Halloween day. In this particular case, November 1st should be a day of rental returns and looking around and saying, well, we probably should vacuum because we can't find the floor.
Wow.
that type of thing. But it does get very, very busy the last few days. Last year we had a line, but then it runs very quickly. You know, it's only about 10 minutes line.
Wow.
But there's a certain sense of satisfaction of watching your business grow like that. And people say, oh, don't you wish it was like this all year long? Yeah, you know, in some ways, yes, but you wouldn't be able to live through it.
No. So Who could live through the stress of that?
Yeah, so I wouldn't be able to enjoy it. I'd be long gone.
Right. You know? What are your favorite costumes? What's become like your favorite thing? What's the thing that really gets, makes you, I don't know. I'm trying to think of that entertains you the most to see people wearing.
See people wearing or something that I like?
Let's do both. How about okay. to see other people
for
wear?
Me?
Then we'll get into what you like to do.
From a lady standpoint, we have a red version of this, which is a 1920 style flapper girl.
Oh, wow.
Which I think is the nicest costume in the entire store. It's red and it's black and it's silver, and it's used for 1920s. You can also use it for saloon girls, that type of thing. So that to me is the nicest costume we have.
How period. Authentic is this? In other words, how true to the original are these? I mean, is this how the dresses did look in the 20s, or is this just a best guess?
More looked like the tassels and fringes and sequins.
I see.
A company like this is going to take that and go a little further.
Exaggerate it,
yes.
So to speak.
Exactly.
I got you.
Just keeping in mind that, for instance, the 1950s was poodle skirts and T-birds jackets. 1920s was gangsters and flappers. Not every guy in the 1920s was a gangster. Not every guy in the 1950s was a T-bird.
Gotcha.
But those are the costumes that depict the era.
I see.
So that's the most important thing to remember when it comes to this.
All right, now let's get into what you like to do personally. This may maybe reveal
a little bit about you.
I
wore this a couple of years ago, and I had a really great time with it. It is a 1980s Dumb and Dumber style
costume
with the big fringe down the center.
And it's peach colored.
It's peach colored. and I put on some of the thick bottle glasses, and I looked phenomenal.
This is great. It's like a velvet peach, and it's got a black piping on the lapel. And a black satin collar, and the fluffy peach and middle piece. I'm laughing looking at it, and it's not even on you.
And these things are great because what you do is you attach that to your shirt.
I see.
And it gives you that fake false front.
Oh, that's awesome.
So you can wear anything underneath it.
Wow, I wish that fit the theme of the party I'm going to this year.
I had such a good time with this. I looked phenomenal. A number of years back, I dressed as a pirate wench. And it was the first year I met my Hollywood cop brother-in-law, who still brings it up.
Oh, okay.
So it's always fun. It's the imagination,
right?
You want people.
You want to get a laugh out of people. You want to strike up a conversation. You want to have it be something that's talked about afterwards. Because to go through all that effort to put a costume on and then have it go virtually unnoticed is sort of a waste. What about comfort, Lenny? I mean, is it? For instance, that outfit that you wore with the big peach-colored suit and everything, was that an uncomfortable outfit for you?
No. Actually, I was very comfortable. It's a regular suit. It's actually a little bit lighter than a suit. The only part of it that may be a little different for the guys is the frilly, fluffy part that goes down the center. So it's going to go up a little bit where your tie would meet your neck. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit wider at that point, but it was regular glasses and my own hair.
Right.
So the costumes for the rentals are going to be like your clothing.
Right. Now, but as far as costumes in general, I think people get the impression that it's a little uncomfortable and kind of a hassle to try to get into a costume because you're going to be uncomfortable all night. That's not necessarily true.
Not at all. Most of the costumes will actually weigh less as far as weight on a scale compared to your jeans and t-shirt.
It amounts to less clothing anyway.
It's less clothing. What people find a little uncomfortable on some of them is the fact that many of them are jumpsuit styles.
Right.
And so you've got to step into them. And where do I put my wallet?
And how do I go to the bathroom?
Yes. And if your party is good, then you'll be out of that quite a bit going to the bathroom and hopefully on the floor of somebody's.
So comfort is not that much of a factor as some people might think.
Right, exactly. Yeah, most people will think that it would be much worse than it is, but it's very comfortable. And to me, that's the most important part of going. If you're not comfortable, you're not going to have a good time.
Anything else you want anybody to know as we prepare for Halloween here? Where people will be listening to this less than 2 weeks out from Halloween, and if you're in South Florida anywhere, this is obviously the best place to come to.
We have our store here. We also have a store on University Drive in Lauderhill, 4466. Easy phone numbers, 954-748-MASK and 954-322-MASK.
Uh-huh.
Took years to get the M-A-S-K.
Really?
Every couple of months I would call up, wait for the 6275 to open up.
Oh, really?
So my toll-free number, my both stores have the 6275 at the end, which spells mask.
And there's not really so much ordering and purchasing online, but you do have a website too as well.
We do have a website. It's not updated to the last minute. What we do is we use that more as an electronic business card, and that kind of gives you an idea of the things that we carry, the styles that we carry, but not necessarily all the items.
Okay.
Some of the items on there we don't carry any longer, and the store will have at least 10 times more stuff than online.
Sure, but you can get a basic idea.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll have the link for that for people to navigate while they're listening to this. Now, I know you have a great staff that helps you out here. I know you want to give props to the other people that work with you here. So who do we have here in the store?
Scarlett is my daughter. She's been with me for a few years now helping me out, and she's been terrific. Anne, who you know, is a friend of ours.
Right.
The wife of a friend. We have Pat. We have Nikki. We have a few new people who started this year, in Robin and Lauren and Nina and Scott. And in my business, people come back year after year after year because this is always going to be busy
right
at this time of the year. So even in February, they'll still make themselves available. So the part-time people that I have, luckily I don't have to go through the training every year of everybody. They just come in, look to see what we have, and then they go.
So you have regular extra staff that come in for these times of the year.
Exactly, and that's what makes a difference too, because they also know what they're talking about.
Wow, absolutely.
And it gives you an idea.
And very friendly. I felt very welcome the minute I walked in here. Lenny, thanks so much for being on the show. This is fantastic stuff. Again, the link for the website is there on the page for you to navigate. The phone number is 954
748 MASK
954
322 mask.
322 mask. Okay. Yeah. Time is running out if you want to get set for Halloween, and I look forward to executing the rest of this plan for my costume. So yeah,
obviously, the earlier the better for selection and size.
All right. Well, let's get on it right now.
Yep, make sure you get down to Masquerade Costumes and see Lenny and the staff there. They'll take good care of you. Make sure you're hooked up this Halloween for you South Floridians. Great shows coming up the rest of the week. Make sure to check in daily or subscribe on iTunes. It's all for you right here every single weekday at BillMurphyShow.com. Catch you back here tomorrow.
Log on each weekday for another edition of the Bill Murphy Show at BillMurphyShow.com. If you'd like to be a guest, send an email to murph@BillMurphyShow.com. That's M-U-R-P-H @BillMurphyShow.com. A Murphonics Media Production.